Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with cattle industry leader Jennifer Houston of Tennessee. Back with Jennifer in just a moment.
Your phone is part of your life. You take it with you wherever you go. When it calls, you answer. It helps you get where you're going, and if you lose it, you panic. It's your phone, and it spends every day with you. Pioneer wants to connect you with a brand new life companion. Switch to Pioneer and get a $300 bill credit when you turn in your old phone. Existing customers with fewer than 3 months remaining on their current phone can have the remaining balance waived. There's never been a better time for a new friend. Visit wirelesspioneer.com or call 800-641-2732 today.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
We're talking with Jennifer Houston, who's chair of the policy division of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Jennifer, you've actually had the chance now to serve on both sides of NCBA's structure. A little bit unique. Not a lot of folks have that opportunity. But in your current role with policy, what are the three or four things that you really have paid the most attention to thus far during your term as chair?
Well, obviously, our number one policy objective is Trans-Pacific Partnership. I had the opportunity to go over to China and Japan about a year or so ago, and it really emphasized the passion that I already had for thinking this is a good thing for the beef industry, but really seeing it firsthand solidified that commitment. So I've been doing a lot of work this year on trying to get that done. You know, election year, things are pretty crazy up there, and so not a lot. Sometimes we can do, but that's probably my number one focus. The things that happened in the policy side this spring, obviously the market volatility. As a livestock market owner, we see volatility and the futures day to day. So I think we've done a good job at NCBA about starting the work with CME to try to figure out what some answers are. It's not an easy question. It doesn't have easy answers. We're coming to this meeting. We're going to have a open forum where people can talk to CME and tell them their different perspectives, because that's one thing that's wonderful about this organization is that we're all so different, but it's one thing that makes it hard for us to come up with a solution that fits most of our members. It's never going to fit everybody.
As we mentioned earlier, Jennifer Houston, very unique individual in that she has chaired the Federation side of NCBA, the checkoff side, as well as now the policy side. And she says a lot of times it takes both sides working together to tackle issues.
It's because of this unique structure that we're able to answer things like dietary guidelines. It took both sides of our organization. We had to have the research, which was funded by the checkoff, and a lot of us as a contractor to the checkoff, to have the information then for our policy guys in Washington to take to them and say, you know, maybe y'all didn't look at all of this. You know, go to our congressman, our regulatory USDA, and say, they need to look at all this. Well, if we didn't have the checkoff dollars funding the background research, we couldn't have done that. Same thing happened with the International Report on Cancer. We knew it was coming, but 10 years ago, we started beef checkoff research on that, and that allowed us to have a firm foundation so that when this came out, we were able to go to work in D.C. and on the news media. Both checkoff and policy people were involved on this and say, there's no substantial science to back this up, and amazingly enough, it seemed like the American consumer agreed with us.
Cattle industry leader Jennifer Houston. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.